In 1916, Edgar McFadden engineered the first major breakthrough in transferring genetic resistance to stem rust in wheat. From a single seed, his work is still making a critical difference today, feeding billions of people globally. The second McFadden Symposium on Wheat Improvement was recently held, bringing wheat scientists together to continue McFadden's work on food production. Keynote speaker Dr. Sunny Ramaswamy, the director of USDA's National Institute for Food and Agriculture, spoke on today's challenges, which not only include food security, but nutritional security.
There's not enough to provide food, which is obviously very important for our very existence as humanity, but also to get the kind of health outcomes that we need to get as well. We've got this, what I refer to as the perfect storm. You know, the changing climate that we've got and the need for our farmers and livestock producers to be able to be resilient to that, to adapt to that, and the issues pertaining to the diminishing land and water resources.
Ramaswamy believes American farmers are ready for the challenge, but they require a level playing field, adequate tools, and the knowledge base to tackle existential threats.
Demonstrably, they've shown, literally, they can feed the world. I mean, the kind of work that McFadden did and Norman Borlaug and others, and literally feed the world and allow our farmers to do what they do best. We have these challenges, but we know collectively that our producers have been able to step up to the occasion, roll their sleeves up, and figure out a path forward.
The Wheat Checkoff in South Dakota and many other states can partner with university and private researchers to continue the science and technologies started by McFadden, producing food for a growing world. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.